You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yeah, I'm from Detroit. Yeah, over there, you know, the mitten, by the thumb, where everybody be getting shot and shit. Yeah, it ain't that bad, though. No. It's all good. I'm just a Detroit city boy, yeah, a Detroit city boy, you know, I'm a Detroit city boy, a Detroit city boy, listen, no matter where you come from, yeah, you know a Detroit city boy, for real, baby, no matter where you go to, look, get you a Detroit city boy, it ain't nothing like a Detroit city boy, yeah, I'm just a Detroit city boy, for real, I'm a Detroit
city boy. What's up, Detroit?
What up, though?
I want to welcome y'all to the Generation Gap. This is not a place where good hip-hop is discussed. It's a place where good hip-hop is decided. I'm your boy, K.I. I got my mans over here, Manju Jones. We got a couple of up-and-coming. I don't want to say up-and-coming because, to me, they are already there. I see it. I see the vision. The vision is clear to me. I don't know about nobody else. It's time for y'all to see the vision. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
What up, world? They call me 3D the Hook King, Detroit, Michigan. Let's get it.
How y'all doing? I am Taylor Adoria, Detroit, Michigan.
So what we going to be doing today, this is the first show, y'all. You know, we getting it in. Let's give it up for that.
Hey, little clap for that.
I want to give a hand clap for that, man.
It took a minute to get it started, though.
Oh, man. But you know what? I like how I look where it's going. I like the team. You know, we got a couple of other players that couldn't be here today. You know, we got bills to pay. Sometimes it be like that, but it's all good. You know, we're going to talk about the world, man. It's a lot of shit to talk about in the world today. We know that. So you want to get started with 3D over here? You want to get into some old juicy bullshit right quick?
So if I were you,
Echo Day,
I would go ahead and so episode one, take like 5 minutes and lay out your show and I'll edit me talking out. But like lay out your show, what you want it to be, where you think it's going to go. And that way you don't have to do that every episode. Gotcha. And so that would, hey, if he goes, hey, I listened to episode three, what's like, what, go back and listen to episode one.
Okay.
That's so that I would like just take 5-10 minutes or, you know, 5 minutes, you know, lay it out. Just, you know, what you want to do, what you want it to be, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Okay. Gotcha. Oh, I don't know. I guess we're just going to be breaking it down. Our perspective is the generation gap. You got K.I., who's what? You what, 40 now, bro?
I'm 40.
40, I'm 28. And then we got other people involved who's what, 22, 20?
Yes,
so,
sir, I mean, yes, sir,
so
yes,
you
sir.
Know, it's just our perspectives on it. It's different gaps in generation, you know? You got the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. So.
This the thing with us. You know, a couple years back, I had the pleasure of going to Specs Howard School of Broadcast with these gentlemen. And I took notice that it's a difference in perspective when it comes to hip-hop with the older generation compared to the younger generation. Don't get it twisted. We all fans. But hip-hop has changed so much to a point where people damn near want to call it something else. Wow. Rather than just hip-hop. You know, this new generation has come along. And what we're trying to do here is bridge the gap between that, because if we don't, shit, it's going to wind up separated.
All right, so is it just me, because as the middle-aged white guy in the room, mumble rap?
Yes, sir.
What
yes,
the sir. Hell?
That's what we
try. But you know what? And in the same sense, that's where hip-hop is going.
Right,
and the question here is why?
Nah.
Why has it gone there?
Nah.
You know, what happened that changed the guard? Because I don't remember.
No, because it was, dude, man, you go back to Chuck D and KRS-One, and, you know, I mean, it was the lyric, it was the message, it was the, and the,
and all you need is a blunt, and,
it's not,
and you good to go.
It's not hip-hop, gentlemen. That's where we going wrong.
So that's rap?
It's not rap. It's not hip-hop. That's the thing. We're confused because we don't know what the hell it is. And they not intelligent enough to define it.
It's a
so
new wave.
It's not necessarily hip hop. It's not rap. It's mm-hmm. not even freaking music, if you ask me. But I'm to the point to where the only way you can realize that they have their own thing, and it's not defined by us because we don't understand it, bro. So basically, it's what they call whatever the hell they want it to be. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily hip hop. Hip hop got a certain element that makes it hip hop. You know, it's a natural element of feeling, emotion, life, love, party, you know. So it has to be natural to be right. hip-hop. I wouldn't even explain it as that. It got to be just, I don't know what the hell to call it. It's just.
Okay, it's not just me. Okay.
Right. I just don't know what it is, but it's not hip-hop for sure.
Yeah, it definitely isn't. I agree.
Well, what we plan on doing here at the Generation Gap is, one, either decide if the shit should stay, or two, decide if we need to throw it out.
Oh, get up out of here.
Because
it definitely
needs
to go.
I try to take the high road like our Uncle Snoop, you know, and look at it as this is just their wave.
Yeah.
They call it a wave. Mm-hmm. They say it. This is our wave.
Right.
Let us ride our wave. And I'm perfectly fine with them riding their wave. But sometimes they want to bring that tide over to here a little bit and start putting people's names in their mouths, who I don't really believe that they should be making gestures about. I don't condone. I mean, perfect example. Everybody know about the 444 album. Perfect example. I don't condone the younger generation taking what Jay-Z is saying to them as this. It's just game.
Right, yeah.
You can take the game for what it is or not. And he's perfectly fine with that.
Right. That's why he haven't responded to nothing yet.
So look at it like your big uncle, you know, coming on the block with a half pint of Mohawk, just sitting on the stoop, giving you a little bit of what he been through. You can listen or you cannot listen. But at least keep your ears open. You might hear something that you need.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, but you're talking to drug addicts, dope fiends.
Yeah. That's real.
We are the last generation of the people that respect their elders. Mm-hmm. We the last generation of those who didn't mind sitting still for a second and actually soaking up some knowledge, because we understood what it would do for our game. Even if you were in music, even you were in sports, if you were selling drugs, you was the type that sat there and listened to the OG right quick. The thing about these kids, they're laughing at Jay-Z, even though he's a billionaire. This man is a billionaire. Right.
They only got like 1 or 2 million.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
His wife's a billionaire.
And it's funny. And his wife is a billionaire. Right. And what's funny is this man is trying to tell you how to get it. And instead of listening, you're offended.
Right.
But for one, it's because you are a drug addict. Mm-hmm. And you are in a different zone mentally. Echo, right back to the mumble rap. You know what else is messed up? They understand it. You feel me? Like if you sit
here, damn kids today.
Hey yo, Dave, if you sit here and you drink fucking 4 lines of promethazine.
Oh, dude, that lean shit.
You'll be slowed down enough to understand that crap too. And that's really the thing. Their bodies, they're really like this. They're sedated the majority of their life. So they can hear you go, him and him.
But that's what's crazy, because even the local artists doing that same route, though. A lot of people in the D doing that now.
You know which words horrible. I want to use.
Man, it's horrible.
Detroit has always
handling.
Had a few artists that have took it upon themselves to latch on to whatever is hot right now and just go that route. You know, that's why it's only a handful, a handful of Detroit artists that's really worth listening to.
Yeah,
and that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. I ain't dissing nobody.
Yeah.
It's just my opinion.
I am.
I was gonna get with you on that in a minute.
Right. Because them the ones that's popular though right now.
It's terrible.
And they reaching out to all the other drug addicts, and they control the market.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Zombie land.
And they're straight to latching on.
So don't call it hip hop, call it zombie music. That's what it is. Exactly. It's zombie music.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
It's Night of the Living Dead.
That's why if you don't drink lean or pop crazy, Percocets or something. To. Yeah, you don't pop pills or stuff. That's not your music. It's not for you.
Let me ask y'all that question. When the hell did pills become the drug of choice in hip hop? I mean, I'm from the era of weed. I'm from the era of Gang.
Hennessy
and
weed.
You know, I remember Gang.
Yeah.
You know,
the era of weed end?
No, sir. not with us.
No.
I'm pretty sure that has not ended.
I'm just saying that the heavy drug factor, like we said, plays a big part in what's going on with music today. And, I mean, it's starting with 19, 20, 21-year-olds. It's crazy that we can get our hands on something as extreme as this in, you know, where we come from.
Is it because of mixing the cultures of people going to school?
Nope.
You don't think so?
You know what it is? Percocet. Molly Percocet. You got the most popular people in the world telling kids, Percocet.
Yeah.
Molly Percocet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what do you expect?
He been
doing that for 7, 8, 9 years. the thing about Future, before you heard auto-tune on his voice, he was talking about popping pills. Right. I've been knowing him for 8 years. So, you know, I'm telling you, brother, these dudes, the kids.
And it's really no fear.
No fear.
In taking these drugs. You know, we from the era where you smelt like liquor or you smelt like weed.
Yeah,
you had to think about it before you went into an establishment. Should I smoke? Should I not smoke?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it's people who you gotta set some kind of impression
and
for.
They sitting there looking
these
at
people
you,
are popping pills and putting sunglasses on and they okay.
And they good.
And everything they do.
Till they nod off like.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a quick edit. Hey, don't put that part in there, cut that out. You know, but I'm just saying it's ridiculous where we are now, and
it's crazy
to come back to the start. This is what the generation gap represents, because usually I've been in a circle with cats who are all around my age and we all have sort of a similar opinion. Then I get around somebody who's 30, they got a different opinion. Somebody who's 20, they have a different opinion. And I'm not trying to hate on anything. I'm not trying to say that this should not be. Everything has its place, but stay in your place.
What if you don't know your place?
Yeah, because a lot of people...
Then don't be such an asshole that you can't take criticism from somebody who says, this is your place.
That's because the emotional generation. Yeah, because they don't know their place.
You're talking to the emotional generation.
Well, it ain't my fault. Ain't nobody got no daddies.
You know what's funny as hell, though? Hey, did you check this angle? This is some funny shit right here, though. You know, generally, we're talking about white kids and Chinese kids and different kids snatching our culture.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't like when the rabbit got the gun, and now all black kids are popping pills and taking Molly and sniffing lines. See, at first, that was a white kid thing when we were growing up.
Yeah,
when we were growing up, if you pop Molly's or you sniff lines, we didn't deal with you. We really put you out the crew. That means you're a crackhead. You know where we come from.
You know too much.
If you did anything but Hennessy and weed, when we were younger, and I had white friends, you feel me?
Right.
And they used to do the mushrooms and shit, which was cool. Because I even took them a couple times because I didn't know what the hell was going on, trying to get culture. But the pills, the cocaine, all of that, it was a white kid thing. And now that African-American kids are doing it, their parents don't know what to do. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that the white parents was going through when their son came home with some FUBUs down to his asshole. You know, they didn't know what to do. They was like, why do Billy, what Billy? You feel me? And now, they mama like, Daquan, this show crack. And he like,
Percocet, mama Percocet.
He stuck.
So now everybody culture shock.
Yeah, for
you
real.
You feel me? No, don't be all culture shock now. What about when, you know what I'm saying? That's the problem, because you didn't get hold of your children and you let your children go. And there it go.
Yeah,
the
they didn't tell them that it was just entertainment.
That's
like,
it.
You know what I'm saying? I was taught that growing up, that it's just entertainment, so I never took it as nothing but that affects
that,
value.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We were also brought up in a time where hip-hop was understood enough that some of our parents stomached it. They listened to it a little bit to understand what we were listening to.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
We're at a point now where I hear my kids rapping these songs, and like you said, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, because my kids don't do Molly's and Percocets, at least far as I know. But if I can't understand what you're listening to, it's hard for me to teach you what's right and what's wrong.
Sure.
If I can't speak the language. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my dad used to listen to Rakim. My dad knew some Jay-Z songs. My mom loves fucking Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I can't tell you, hey, Future is the wrong guy. I know a girl who sniff Molly. I know a girl who crush it, literally, with her thumb down to little beads.
Me too.
And sniff the shit up her nose. It's evolved so fast.
I've seen that in college, but damn.
You can't keep up with the race.
Yeah,
it's going too fast.
Yeah, social media got it going like, where you just to get word of mouth. Now you can see it 10 seconds and somebody else doing it.
Our age group, we not even talking to a girl that sniff cocaine. We going to be looking at her like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy.
I didn't see it until I went to school. And I was like, oh, this is really real.
I had a problem with girls who sniff cocaine 20 years ago.
Me too.
I got more of a problem with it now.
That's crazy.
I ain't never seen a girl do it, but I always seen white guys.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the point of the generation gap.
Yeah, this is definitely
that's
the
definitely
generation
different
gap.
If I see somebody, I'd probably faint. Like,
there you
oh
go.
No,
yeah,
there
man.
You go.
We had a whole new.
Well, you must if you go into any clubs to this day, like you know, titty bars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
My baby, the bathroom used to be, hey, you got some weed? Nice. Hey, you got some pills? You got some perk?
Yeah.
You got some Molly? You got
especially
some
the strip club?
Like,
yeah,
it is
that.
Unreal. It's unreal.
I was kind of stunned that Coke was making, like, I didn't see Coke for a while, and now all of a sudden Coke is everywhere.
Oh, super
again.
Yeah,
is weed,
heroin.
Is weed now?
Heroin.
Yeah, it's like
hey, weed I got a heroin, heroin. I never understood. Like, I never understood a drug. Why people want to take a drug that makes you sleepy? Like coke, I at least understood back in the day because like it wakes you up. You want to party, life's good. I mean, it might right. make you not be able to screw, but yeah. meh, it wakes you up and does your thing. But like heroin, just it, yeah, sleep. I never understood.
It's
like
killing
them. That's what lean is.
Heroin. I know. That's yeah. why it's that same
liquid heroin
genre that I don't get yeah. it.
You know something? Another thing that we don't think about, gentlemen, is that when we were young, we were broke. Okay? These kids have more money than their parents. Okay?
Oh, yeah,
so you got to realize that the generation of kids that are taking these drugs, they have more money than you and me. And they nothing but 17, 18, 19. Mm-hmm. They taking pill trips and coming back with $10,000 every time they go. Yeah. So you got to understand it's a different generation. What your daddy going to tell you? And you got more money in your pocket than he doing his savings.
Yeah, for real.
He going to look at you and say, Dad, shut up. You need a couple dollars?
For real.
You want a pill? Because you need it. You feel me?
Yeah, you
so
tripping.
They not Relax. Like us. They're yeah, they're yeah. different. You know, we had to scrape up on 20 for everybody to go get eat to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? If we wanted to smoke some weed, I needed five from you, five from me. You buy the brews. You buy the chicken. You feel me?
Right.
Now, this my nephews and cousins, these little boys got 10, 20, 30,000 from one trip.
Easy.
So
we ain't going to say the state, but we
But just like
go.
Back in the day, cocaine was a high-end, expensive
drug. Yep.
drug. And so now lean, guess how much lean costs? Per
can.
One baby ounce in a baby bottle.
Yeah.
Guess how much it is?
Isn't it like $100, $150?
It goes More from 40 up to $250 yeah. a line, depending on what type of medicine it is.
See, I watched a special on Vice about it.
Oh, and
yeah, you got the purple, you got the green.
And they're not lying.
Dude, that was it, like if you haven't seen that, like I love the Vice Network. If you,
well,
if
I love
you
haven't Vice.
Dude, the love special Vice. They did on
Complex.
That whole I think it was called The Lean Culture, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, man, that's ridiculous.
And it was like they started in Texas and then moved across the country. I mean it
started in Texas.
I was like, what in the ever living Yeah.
Idiocy. Ignorant, dumb, stupid, crazy. It, keep on. Got some more words? This is crazy.
It's crazy.
And then you paying $100 to take a nap.
Yeah,
right.
Just let me slap you for 80. I'll put you to sleep.
For real.
You got to be surrounded by 20 people to take it.
And guess what? Another thing is everyone sleep. So who's the killer? Who's the shooter? Who's the fighter? Who's going to stop me from taking your chain?
That's why it's a VIP drug.
You see, it's a VIP
drug. I got to have security just to take
just
it.
To be
just
on
to drink it.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous, the crazy. You know, we
enough of that.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's get to what's going on with 2-3. You
what's
know,
up?
So let's get back to how you feel about these ignorant motherfuckers here in the city. You know, me personally, I'm a Instagram follower of this gentleman,
right?
And it seemed like every other day, bro, you got something going on with one of these old fake bust ass. No good, backstabbing, claim to be your friend ass, cats out here. I mean, you know, elaborate on that for us.
I wouldn't necessarily say that it's like that every day. The thing with me is on Instagram, if I say something, it was either jogged by conversation or somebody's request for me to explain it because I got a way of explaining things for some reason. No, really, it's just that exactly what we're talking about. It's a generational gap. That's so crazy that it's hard for me to understand these kids. And because I'm in the music business and I'm still relevant and I'm still writing and I'm still on all the songs and in the videos, they look at me as a peer. And I'm trying to tell them, I'm not your peer. I'm not from your area, your cloth. I'm not from your time period. So what it is that just being in the music business, they automatically look at you like you're one of them instead of, we made you. So, right. You know, it's kind of weird. But, you know, when you see me going off, it's not really like, you know, an attitude issue or something like that. It's clarity. It's giving people who willing to listen something true to deal with. And that's what separate me from the rest of them. Because after I drop that, they get scared of me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I know firsthand about this generation and the music, because these kids are lost, brother. Like, I end up in half my session counseling. Like, these kids get a session, and I'm talking about popular ones. I'm not going to name names, but I'm talking about the ones all y'all kids listen to every day, the ones that y'all think is superheroes. Mm. I'm in a studio with these boys, and I have to literally talk to them 2 hours about life before we even record. Like, it's like that. They think these little boys got their life together because they went and got a Rolex. Man, these little Negroes is lost. all of them. So yeah, you will see me going off like an uncle. It's crazy. It's like an uncle. Like I'm an uncle to him.
That's what's needed though. Ain't no more G checking nobody no more.
Yeah, but if you got a diamond chain on, you know, Detroit, we were raised in Detroit. We're raised off perception. That's what everything is about. Yeah, what it look like somebody got. So you can be the most knowledgeable brother in the world, but you ain't got no Rollie on, nigga, I ain't listening to you.
All right.
Like, you broke? Or because I don't have a Rollie on, right, I'm broke.
And they don't even notice.
They don't even know. Yeah. I've been having more money than you for about 20 years, boy.
So you chilling.
But that's what we dealing with right now.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's my thing with you three. That's why I enjoy the energy that I get around you, because the crazy thing about it, you know, we from an era where hip hop was life. Yeah. You know, nowadays hip hop is more like a once upon a time, you know, and carrying on. And that's why these young cats, I believe, keep three, you know, around, because they know that three is going to breathe life into their song, or else you just out here spitting Alice in Wonderland or Cinderella, man, or whatever you want to talk about. You know, you couldn't just make up something in hip hop where when we started listening to hip hop, when we started to love hip hop, you couldn't just say anything. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, right, it's okay to do the things that it was a sin to do.
Yeah.
In the 90s. Now it's all right for me to be a rock star instead of a hip hop MC. You know, and that's what the pills and the syrup and the all this bangles and jangles and shit they carrying on now chokers, is for. Bro. These cats is out here looking like Marilyn Manson. You know, the mumble rap. You damn near got to play the record backwards to understand what the fuck they talking about.
You don't want
to
do that, probably. You might disappear some shit. Don't play that shit backwards. You don't know what they doing. It's probably some devil stuff. I don't know.
Man. Scary.
I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
But that's where it's at. You know, that's why I love you, bro. That's why I deal with you. You know, I mean, the last thing I look at it is hate. I just look at it as game. You know, again, you can take it for what it is, or you ain't got to listen to it. So that's just how I go.
And it's crazy, though. One more tidbit about that. Like me, brother, I've been doing music in Detroit for a long time. I've really, like, set the bar for a lot of these cats to be able to do what they do. And they know my resume. They know my reputation. They know who I am. They know how important I am. They know what I know. They know my skill set. They know what I've done. They know who I am. But, brother, if I don't got my buffs on, or my Cuban, or my J's that day, then for some reason they don't listen to me. And then they come back to me, three, can you help me? No, sorry, bro. Like, that's really, these kids are terrible, bro. And we talking about dudes that's about to be 30. See, we calling them kids because a lot of y'all think they younger than they are. Mm-hmm. A lot of these dudes, 28, yeah, 29, they 27, in. And they easy in out here for real. They out here on some, how old are you for real, brother? Like, a lot of these dudes, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I know some of these cats that's 30, that my son is 13. Shout out for it. Shout out, Lil Theo. My son is 13, and he's literally way more intelligent than these guys. Meaning, I would trust my son with a child before I would trust one of them with one.
Oh, definitely.
Like to that level. And it's amazing. We downplay it, bro. We really downplay it. If you're not around it all the time, every day, dealing with them, we downplay it. No, they really this lost, bro. Like, they really that slow. You in trouble. If you got a daughter out here, oh, my God, keep that baby in the crib.
Man, for real. She I don't got have, one. She four.
She don't have big. Nothing. Like, Pat, I'm talking about, of course, when she get older, she has nothing to work with.
But do you think it'll ever get back to where a point where, like it used to be, or it's just going
to
get worse?
I am so scared to answer that question, bro. I'm looking you in your eyes as a man, and I'm telling you, I am scared to honestly answer that question.
Because
we never thought that this would happen. What is this? Like, we thought after Andre put on all that crazy shit that was about the most we gonna get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we know Dre different. So we figured that's all we getting, okay?
But they still respect him. Though.
Yeah. I mean, no, that's what I'm trying to tell you, but because of Dre's creativeness.
Yeah.
Okay? But, and then again, he's a platinum writer, platinum recording artist, platinum, all of these platinum things.
Right.
The dude, no disrespect to any of the young cats, because I'm not mad at you for changing your family's life. I'm not mad at that. I'm actually proud of the youngins that got on and did the right thing with the money. You know, like Lil Yachty and them, the first thing he did, took care of his mama. Grizzly, I know him personally. The first thing he did, he took care of his family. Like, I'm not mad at that. I'm glad y'all got on. But, bro, when a real person asks you, So how you feel about Biggie? How you feel about Tupac? And yo, old can't barely speak English ass got the nerve to disrespect one of the greats? My God, that's why Joe Budden's flipping out. That's why all of the soldiers flipping out, because they like, we don't hate on y'all getting it, but y'all ain't about to disrespect us.
Yeah, they don't have no knowledge like they was talking about, like they do in sports. They always commend the dudes before them. They always
They don't do that with us.
Yeah, they don't
you
do
can
it
get
yeah,
on
bro.
Without any knowledge, any work, any practice. You can get on now.
Well, let's ask ourselves this. It's 2017. The cats we looking at now, are they old enough to remember Big and Pop? That's my question.
You got computers. You got iPads.
I mean, without even looking at the computer, dude, I can tell that some of these cats. I ain't saying all of them.
What's your age group?
Some of these cats. I mean, some of these cats are coming out. Okay, you said the young cats. Let's speak on the 21 Savages. Okay, look how young 21 Savage is. 21 Savage, unless somebody put him up on Biggie and Pac, they don't know nothing about Biggie and Pac.
Aw, bro, get out of here.
I'm just being real, but not like we do.
Nah.
Not like we do,
but that's like saying we ain't know who Michael Jackson was. Get out of here. They don't want to care who he is because they know what Biggie and Pac was talking about.
I can't compare.
That's why they run from
Michael Jackson the Big.
Not like
Pac.
That, but I'm saying in hip-hop and rap, as far as rap go, bro, you know, like, it's nobody who was involved in any type of hip-hop culture for no period of time that don't know who Tupac is. And for if real. You, my whole thing is they just didn't care to listen to it.
And they from Atlanta, so they got to know.
You feel
Goody
me?
Mob,
they know
Outcast,
who all of them is.
All they, yeah.
They know who those people are.
Relatively close peers, you know what I'm saying?
They don't show no respect, bro. It don't got nothing to do with that they downplaying Pac or Big. They don't care.
I mean, I guess I can understand to that certain extent. You know, I was at a concert a couple of weeks ago where I was looking at these kids bossing up and getting this money. So I guess I got to understand what it is you're saying. They children, and they doing their thing out here. So I got to understand what you mean.
It's terrible. I know.
I believe it was the wise prophet. Oh, sorry. I turned myself off.
Mute. I believe it was the wise prophet Chris Rock who said, you know, I could defend You Must Learn. I can defend Fight the Power.
Yeah.
I can't defend Move,
oh, yeah,
Bitch, Get Out the Way. I'd love to hear his updated take on this now.
That's self-explanatory. I can understand that in a nutshell, you know, because, I mean, I'm a product of hip hop. I remember the beginning. You know, I used to. I mean, I don't think the Sugar Hill Gang is that sweet now, but I remember when I used to think they were sweet. You know, they was out cold. I mean, you couldn't get no better than that. I'm from where that came from, but I'm losing it when it comes to my love for this game. And I'm gonna be honest with everybody. You know, I'm at a point where I only listen to satellite radio because I'm just trying to find something that's next. I'm trying to see what's ahead. I don't want to listen to what's playing right now.
Yeah, but they got to go like pop for real to become like a real rap artist.
You remember when I told you a couple of years back, in a minute you're going to have to be able to sing and rap or you ain't going to make it?
Yeah, for real.
And that's what it's turning into. Even the cats who can't sing.
When I did it, they
singing.
Was laughing at me. That is so funny. Like, that just showed the generation.
Because they don't like that sound. They don't like the sound of you being able to actually sing and rap.
Yeah, they hate when you can really sing.
Once upon a time,
they don't like
in the beginning, when Drake came out, it was like, damn, Drake can really sing. It seemed like
he
dummied himself down.
He can't really sing.
You know, maybe he was engineering. Maybe it was 40, you know what I'm saying?
But it was 40.
He done dummied himself down. You listen to cats like Party Next Door. Me personally, I think Party Next Door is one of the sweetest writers that's going on right now.
Right.
But as far as a singer, no, you're not a singer. But you out here getting 156 million streams.
Take auto-tune away.
You know,
yeah, because the dream.
It's the end of a generation.
The dream couldn't really sing.
You take
auto tune
away,
cold.
It's the end of a generation.
Well, the dream can hit a high note.
If you snatch auto tune away from them, it's over.
He's all right. He just had.
You hit a high note. You hit a high note, Pat, and this is dropping.
Auto tune would end them. Okay. Auto tune would end them.
Yeah, because I remember when T Pain was hot.
If you get rid of auto tune, they over. It's over.
He is still hot.
T Pain's still hot.
T Pain is getting paid from this right now.
Is he?
Yes.
He own that?
No, the thing is, they created a different version of it. And the auto tune that we use on Pro Tools,
right?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
See
that.
These cats,
I learned something.
These cats don't even know. But see, these cats got different. You know, when they thought T-Pain was weak for using it. Remember when he first came out, "Buy You a Drink"?
Love
everybody
it.
Was like, "What the hell is that?" I said, "Oh my God, he's a genius."
No, that was my class.
He brought it back. Like, oh God. And, but the thing, what they did with it, they just took off. They don't even tune the auto tune anymore.
Right.
They just turn it on. You know, auto-tune is supposed to be tuned to the note that you're using.
Right.
Right? But they don't even tune it no more.
That's what T-Pain was telling. But
they're not singing. They're just rapping. They're tuning it to rap. They're not tuning it to song no more. They're just rapping.
21.
You know, like
22. They're just talking.
23.
Right. Yeah. They're talking over the mic.
Yeah, and they're just throwing it on because it's something else to add.
They be high and they just harmonize. That's what it really is.
They not even harmonize. What is that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just, when I watched the BET Awards, bro, I almost threw up. I'm like...
It's horrible. In the decline.
Oh, the
this was the BET Awards. From the time... Welcome to the BET Awards. Thank y'all for watching the BET Awards. That's what it was about. The
I didn't even watch it this year.
Man, I didn't either. I had to watch it because somebody called me and said, Three, you have to see this bullshit. Like, you gotta see it. I looked back and I watched it all and I'm like, Lord. And then I went back and I watched the BET Awards from 2000. And I'm like, oh, well, we're dead.
What was you banging when you pulled up, Manju?
Oh, Steel Dre, Dr. Dre.
Was that 2001?
Yeah. 99.
And we listened to the song. We just let the song play. We didn't say words to each other until the song went off. We got the windows down and let the song play all the way till the song went off before we spoke. And the first thing that came out of our mouth is, almost 20 years later, and that's still one of the hottest songs still I've ever heard in my motherfucking life.
That's because it's real music.
Still beat.
And that's what I want people to say about me.
And I was watching the Defiant ones. That's what made me go back. I was looking at it, and I was like, dog, this dude crazy. And he just be in there all day.
Dre
like, no.
Nuts.
I mean, you know, Snoop, Dre, Jay-Z, you got, I mean, what else you going to get? What else going to come out of that?
Yeah,
that's true. Just how that's going to go. You're not going to get that no more. That's my fear. That's what I'm afraid of. I don't think hip-hop will ever get to a point. None of these cats right now, nobody who just got on within the last... I say 2 years. And I'm fucking with the Coles.
Oh, my God. I'm hurt,
and the Kendricks. I like the Coles and the Kendricks. I deal with them.
I was sitting here thinking, just not listening to you, but I was just literally thinking, bro, I almost cried. I'm hurt. Like, this is crazy. We in trouble, bro. This sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you good.
When you named the people that I was thinking about, bro, they pushed Cole out.
Yeah.
Like, how do you push somebody that dope away?
Wale, too.
Wale, Kendrick. Don't nobody really want to listen to that crap. That's what they call it. They call it crap.
Yeah.
You feel me? Now, look, Kendrick from Lamar, you get on my nerves, bro. Like, I ain't going to lie. I think you dope, but I can't listen to you no whole 3-4 songs in a row. I'm going to be irritated. But just because of the way that is that. Not your skills. You a bad motherfucker. But just, But Cole was the best rapper we had. Like, I feel like he came, and I was like, yes!
I think Cole rushed that last album.
They ran him out.
I think Cole rushed that last album.
Man, Cole took that Jay-Z route.
I don't think that last album should have came out.
Not yet. Should have been a mixtape.
Maybe a mixtape.
Especially I don't think that last album should have came out. Especially with the two songs he released, bro.
You give me False Prophets, and in giving me False Prophets, you give me a direction. You give me an insight of where you finna go. And I want you to go there, because now's the time for you, me feeling the way I feel about you, to go there.
Yeah.
And then you went somewhere else and starts rapping the girls in the dark before the lights come on. And I felt some kind of way about that, because you didn't give me what I needed from you. You didn't give me what I needed from you. And with that, Cole sort of let them push him out. He sort of left the door wide open. You know, like, he just felt like he was too tough to be budged. And he got budged. So now you're on the other side of the line.
How?
He ain't too far that he can't come back, because he's still Cole.
Cole, yeah.
And the streets love Cole. You know what I'm saying? I still love Cole, but that last album,
man,
it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
The top three rappers right now is the Migos, Little Yachty, and what's the other dude? The little Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
Those are the top three selling artists in the country right now. Are you serious?
Uzi Vert got the number one song in the world, bro. Talking about his friends today.
Man, this is crazy.
I'm done with that. I don't even know what that means.
They love it, bro. It's a crossover song.
We in trouble, dude. That's all I'm going to say. Like, that question you asked me earlier that I told you I was in fear of answering. Like, brother, I got to be 100. I'm scared. Like, I don't think we going to get it back. Like, I'm scared. I'm like, what's going on?
How do you think we can? Is it a possible way to?
I don't think so.
It's
simply
going to be up to the people.
What you say?
It's going to be up to the people.
Well,
but don't nobody take. I don't. Nobody hold. Nobody hit. Responsible though. There ain't
I think it's the
we
kids.
Are responsible for this culture.
I mean, we is, but don't nobody say nothing. They just be like, after it's not too much backlash, they just embrace it. They be like, you know what?
Forget
all right, they black. They get money. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's us in general. We always, you know when you mad at one of your family members and you be like, oh, that's just what JJ do. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's just JJ. Man, I'm sick of that. Like, dude, what? Like, why, where's the standards? That all I'm saying is, why we don't have to set a standard, though? Like, when we were young, you couldn't walk in a room and just say, oh, I can rap. You had to prove it.
Yeah.
You feel me? You can't just walk in a room and say, oh, this and that. But
you had to freestyle.
The people that's leading the game right now, they're kids. So the producers are kids. Mm-hmm. These dudes are in their 20s. So what you got to understand is when we were young, the producers were OGs. The people, the Rottweilers and
Premieres.
The Premieres, and they were OGs in the game. So you have to be blessed to get that music. You have to be blessed to get them beats. It's reversed now. The producers are some little kid off of Molly in his mama's basement using Fruity Loops. Mm-hmm. So and then the pressure of having music that's really put together. They don't have that pressure. Mm-hmm. We had that pressure. You feel what I'm saying? We literally had the pressure of creating music. They can do this. I don't give a fuck about a bitch. I don't give a fuck about a bitch. That bitch is something I did. And they can say that for 10 hours and everybody love it.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Dog we can ass do 808s that. Behind it and some.
No, no, no.
And something.
Here you go. We about to make a Detroit beat, me and my baby. You ready? Dun, as long as it goes this. That's music. That's music now. And I'm sitting there watching these little kids make these beats. They take this thing, they turn it to them, they take 10 minutes. It take you longer to roll a blunt than it take them to make these beats. They go, bum, 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 bum. Go. Oh, that's so hard. And that's it. And I'm sitting there like,
you know.
And that's what everybody think is the standard, not up. That's, but it is. That's what they think the standard is.
They did the mainstream.
Yeah,
true. You know what? You said something, though, that I want to try to offer of that.
Go ahead.
That really hit the nail on the head. Back in the day, people were pressured to make good music. Now, you were pressured to make good music, damn near great music, because once upon a time, a person spent $20 for your product, not everybody else's. Yours. So your album had to sound like something, because I individually am spending money on you. You had to count every single fan you had one at a time. Now we live in the era where CDs don't sell. Now it's a streaming thing. Now it's a Kanye said it a long time ago. Hip hop is finna turn into fashion. It's how you look now. Now I can go on social media and see how you look, what you're doing, the things you're saying, and it's not even your music. It's just the person you are, the personality that your PR got you, you know, depicting, that's making me a fan of you. Because I don't have to buy your album no more.
I'm buying
when I get
you.
Spotify, when I get Tidal, I get everybody. I can just listen to you. I'm just streaming through you. If I don't like you, I can keep moving. Right. So now you can make music with a beat that sounds just like y'all saying, and I can just put it out here, and you ain't even got to listen to it. Once you play it for 5 seconds, I'm going to get my penny. And that's all that matter. Once you hit that play, I'll get my penny. And that's how I'm getting paid. I'm not getting paid from your $17.99 no more. So I don't really care how you feel individually. I just got to keep churning out music.
Yeah, that's what they
I got to have an anthology.
Long as my anthology is huge, full of...
I got 100 songs full of bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
If I got 3 of them
computer
that possibly made something happen, I'm going to make my money. So without me having to impress each individual fan...
So isn't that like the good touch, bad touch of the internet as a whole, though, touching the music industry? Like, so the good touch, bad touch is, hey, Facebook, everybody has an internet account, everybody can get online, everybody can voice their opinion no matter how stupid they are. So now it's, you know, instead of having to deal with labels and that's all it used to be. Now you've got SoundCloud or Dubmix or, you know, a bunch of the other, you know, online providers that are out there.
You can market yourself.
Or you can just market yourself and you can put whatever the hell you want out
there. Until it catch fire.
It may never catch fire because it may just all suck.
It may suck.
There's no barrier to entry anymore.
Repetition equals retention. If it's horrible and people keep buying into it, after a while they're gonna start sharing. The next thing you know, you just got shared a million times, and now you're the
even if it's
thing.
Hey, can you believe how bad this track sucks?
Yes,
it happens.
Because they
want
to be first. They want to be first to show somebody else how bad it is.
Oh,
that's the whole thing. Like,
and
you know, when somebody died,
like,
you know, when somebody died, you get a whole bunch of phone calls. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed like people rush to be the first person to tell you that they found out that somebody died. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's the same type of thing.
Yeah. Speaking of which, going back to old school. And then you mentioned Asians, and then rap, and then weed. Dude, Long Dick Chinese died. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And that actually made, me sad because like 4 years ago, some friends and I went and saw him at it's either Brownies or Blondies. I can't remember what that. I always forget the name of it.
Blondies.
Yeah,
Blondies,
it's Blondies. So picture four middle-aged white guys in cargo shorts and Hawaiian shirts
had
at a Two Live Crew show.
Had to be.
It was amazing. But yeah, so we wound up back in the VIP room hanging out with them because we were going to smoke, and they're like, "Hey, you guys want to just come back here?" Yeah, sure. Why the hell not? And yeah, I was stunned. Like they didn't even make it to the stage till like 1:40.
Wow.
It was like everybody who knew how to rhyme in Detroit up until them, watching how much weed they smoked and how much Jack they drank, I give them all the credit in the world for still being still being vertical at 1:40.
And they did it.
That's how they used to be.
But again, no pills, none of that crap in the back room. It was weed and Jack. That was it.
That's a legend right there.
Oh, yeah,
one
for sure.
One of the people to help us party.
Yeah, 53
man.
Years old. God bless him.
Yeah, that was early.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of partying that man did.
Just imagine a party. Yeah.
Three, four lifetimes worth, bro. Ooh-wee.
That's Uncle Luke right here. Man, that was crazy. Man, I wish we could go back to where they realized that partying was really the fun. And they don't really understand that. It's all about the clothes, who got on what. And now these dudes, them trips I was talking about, they take them trips, they come back, they go to the mall, they spend it all on clothes to impress their homeboy. These dudes don't even lead a club with women no more.
Tight ass jeans don't impress me.
Do you understand me,
and they
bro?
They can't even fit them, bro.
They don't even lead a club with women no more, fam.
They can't even fit them, bro.
That's crazy. You a drug dealer. You went out here to risk your life to get this belt and to wear these shoes, you fool.
Bro,
you done went to the mall and just spent $10,000 on two clothing items to stand next to your boy looking like a Power Ranger.
Right.
All y'all got on the same outfit.
Yep.
Like, man,
that's
you
why
serious?
They keep it big
and then, and then me and K middle-aged asses just slide through, and we regular and take all the girls. We winning right now. Now, you talking about a serious situation where we winning? We winning because none of the young girls want to mess with them dudes. They can't even get sex from them. You so blowed that you sleep.
Yeah. Right.
So they going to call my old 30-some-old butt. You know what I'm saying? This culture is backwards. These dudes hustle to impress boys.
Yeah.
You feel me?
They ain't looking for nothing new. They recycling the same hoes like a soap opera.
That is crazy.
For real,
so
though.
It really ain't you. You really
now that's where
ain't
I
looking
lost.
For nothing new.
When we grew up, we was growing up, though. Hold up. We getting fresh for the ladies. We want the fresh car for the ladies. We want the buffs for the ladies. My man, you're competing with your homie. You're gay.
Yeah, like, they ain't even thinking about the chicks. That's like secondary.
Right.
The girl,
like, they reject them. Yeah. They like, ugh,
yeah,
so
bad. Every time you see them on the gram or something, dog, they 10 deep, all dudes.
Yeah,
so and the chick in sight.
So for bad real. That the girls said,
clothes.
Skip it. We just going to love on each other then. That's how bad it got. They didn't have nothing to do. So
love
they had to.
Other.
They was like, skip it. You're kind of cute,
bro.
Erica. Then you go out Erica now because they didn't have no dudes to talk to. Man, this is unreal, dude.
Shoot, when you go to a party, it'd be
they
like this.
They just blew it. All
it'd
this hard
like
work.
This
you
right.
That's all you see at parties now, bro.
Oh, that's why I love the meme that's floating around Facebook. Hey, where's everybody going to get together and stare at their phones at this weekend?
Right, dog. That's what it is.
For real.
That's what it is.
Oh,
it's horrible.
Man, it's horrible.
Man.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible.
See that, man? You say stuff like that, and it just really just make me like, God damn.
Yeah, because we ain't got the aisle no more. We ain't got my hair's parked no more. It's a lot of parts.
And it's everybody. It's everybody.
What's the number?
It's not stereotyped into one genre, into one demographic. It's everybody.
You ride past a person that's 45, they like this. You ride past them, they 80, they 70 driving, they like this. I seen a senior citizen in the car at the light with her phone in her hand on the book. Like, literally, she was on Facebook. This lady, like, 65.
Man.
Like, what are you doing? You gonna kill
taking
everybody.
Taking selfies.
Probably leaving some inappropriate comment on her granddaughter's photo.
Probably so.
Right. Or play internet bingo.
Man, this ain't no sense, man. You can't even drive without your phone literally right here? Oh, man. We messed up, man. It's just a different world, gentlemen.
For real.
That's what it is.
But we let it happen, man. We let it happen.
Man, collectively.
We saw it coming. It wasn't no secret.
I didn't
everybody
see this.
Why not?
Not like this.
Everybody see the coming, man.
Like
you know,
this?
I tip my hat to the cats who come up with these new things they got going on right now. Like when I seen you on the gram at the headphone party.
Oh, now that's
you know
dope.
What I'm saying?
Oh, nah, a silent party?
You talking about a party where everybody clap. But yet, we communicating. You know, everybody got headphones on, but yet we communicating. You know, if I got to pull my headphone off for a quick second just to speak to you, it's 5 seconds more than I'm speaking to you than I would if I didn't have these motherfuckers on because I had my motherfucking phone in my hand.
True. But guess what was in there? Guess what was in that party? Room full of white people.
Fine.
And I had the most fun I ever had.
Oh, yeah.
And the crazy part about it is because we...
I always have my most fun.
We suck so much.
Hey, we're all right. We're not bad people.
Y'all great.
Not at all.
Not at all. Hey, man, one thing I've learned from white people growing up, dude, because, you know, my mom a professor. So, you know, a lot of my brothers that I'm from around in the hood, they on the honest... Man, a lot of my brothers... Not they don't never even had a full conversation with a white man before. Like, a lot of people think that that's that is cliche. It's real. A lot of the brothers that grew up on my block has never had a face-to-face conversation with a white man except for a police officer.
Damn.
So a lot of things that they don't understand about you, they never will. And a lot of things that a lot of white people my age that I got to educate about black people, they were like, like, they were in awe of our intelligence. Like, they really believe that we are all Neanderthalic until you get to meet them, and then you see that they not all assholes. And you kind of like, damn.
Man, I grew up in middle of nowhere, New Hampshire.
Oh, God.
You want to talk about old school, white bread, Wonder Bread? Yeah.
Yeah, so they'll see me and be like, you feel me? But my mom, the weird part about my mom was a Black Panther, right? But she'll let me bring you home. My mom would let me bring you to the crib, and then she gonna kick it with you because she wanted to see where your mind is and educate you as well. We didn't have parents like that, and the hip hop, it kind of like you said, your mom listened to Hov, or my mom listened to Pac. Like, she's a Pac fan, like literally. Mm-hmm. And my mom is 63, and she's a Tupac fan. But my mom couldn't sit down with the white mom and said, "Do you listen to? Have you ever listened to your son while he listened to Tupac?" You know what I'm saying? I had one of my best friends in the hood, William Roberts. The only white kid in the whole freaking neighborhood is my best friend. You see what I'm saying? So I was kind of cultured. Mm-hmm. And I got this. You know white boy.
Yeah.
You know white boy. And he's ghetto as ghetto get. But he was raised out there in the burbs first. His knowledge of hip-hop, how he feels, man, he is us. You feel me? Like, of us as the hip-hop community, not us as in black people.
Right.
And I think we all tore that up back then, dude. You were foreign to the majority of us. Wouldn't nobody say nothing to you back in the day, bro?
No.
But the ones that were cultured, we would. And look how much we learned. Like, look how much we learned from you guys. You know what I'm saying? Rock and roll, we did a whole rock and roll rap album. I wouldn't have listened to it if I didn't meet Will, if I didn't meet my friend, I wouldn't have understood rock and roll like he taught it to me. I wouldn't have understood country. One of my biggest songs that
I
was
still don't understand country.
I do.
Guess what
country is? Slow down hip hop.
Hip hop. Country is hip hop.
That's all country is.
Yes, it is.
They telling a dog ass story about some real life shit. That's all that. That's all that country is.
Over acoustic.
Over acoustic.
I mean, before he cheats, you know. Anybody who know anything about Carrie Underwood, that's some ghetto shit. That's some hood
that's
shit.
That's ghetto hood shit.
Yeah.
It is.
Talking about your
but country, the country
stuff.
People are really hood. They ghetto.
Yeah,
they just
sure.
ghetto on the farm, and we ghetto in the city.
That's what's so funny. That's it.
That's what's so funny.
The line is thin. It's very thin. It's very thin. I agree with that completely.
Every white friend I have, and I'm trying to be serious, like, it's probably one of my best friends. It's crazy. And
only
because once they understood that we not all like that, and we culture, and a lot of times we know more than you guys, and a lot of times you know more than us. And when we talk, they like, oh my God, it's not even a wall at all. That's why all of the political things that they tried for this new generation to hate each other, it didn't work.
Right.
The shootings in the clubs and all the stuff that the government set up, it didn't work.
For real.
Because we really don't hate each other anymore.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? And it's just all messed up. And that all tied to the music and life and everything. We don't hate each other no more. And they want us to.
Yeah,
and
that's
why the music is like this. And you would see Billy going, "Wish me and that, all my friends are that."
But you know what?
We would school. I'm about to say something right quick
that some of y'all might disagree with, but it comes all the way back around to the very beginning of what we started with. That social divide, that wall that has been broken down. A lot of that wall has been broken down by these bullshit mumble rappers.
Bullshit
true indeed.
The Molly Percocets, the same shit that we hate and that we don't understand, that helped break that wall down.
Yeah, we all
drug
addicts.
We going back to the Chuck Berry era where you had blacks on this side, whites on this side, and they just decided one day to integrate.
Right.
Nowadays, these pills they take it.
They pass them.
It's breaking those walls down.
Hey, but they
it's
said
the
it was because
thing.
Of Donald Glover,
why y'all
Glover,
just don't
though?
Use weed like we did?
Why they can't just use weed like we did?
Gambino.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I didn't never have to know you in the world, Dave. If I walked past you in Royal Oak and you was on the corner hitting the joint, And you saw me hit
yo,
one.
Yo, man.
Yo.
But you know what? You know what? But you know what? Another thing that brought us together back in that in that era of marijuana was it was illegal then. We created some kind of bond because we were doing something illegal together. It was a certain bond. Now you can get weed from any fucking where. But you can't get Molly or Percocet from any fucking where.
You can't.
Now that bond is created by a stronger drug. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but that's what it is. You know.
Well, let's be real. Smart, okay? The weed's a lot stronger than it used to be too.
I disagree. I have to.
I do too.
I disagree.
You don't think the weed's stronger than it used to be?
I was smoking. Municipal. So I don't know what y'all been doing.
Back in the '80s, so was I. But like this stuff that's out now, it. Wow.
It depends on where you get your weed from and what you're smoking on. But, bro, when I was young, we were smoking just, Keel. I think it was stronger then.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
It was more natural then. Weed was more natural
back
then.
That's entirely true.
It was more nurtured then. And nurtured. It took their time.
Now weed is produced so quickly.
Because the supply and the demand is so high.
So high.
You have to be like, everyone we ain't got time. Weed. Cut it. We ain't got time. Cut it. And it's different. It's not as strong as
well, there's a lot more science into it now. I mean, it's, you know, people are like, it's, you know, people breed strains. All right, this one's going to mellow you out. This one's going to do this. This one's going to do that.
It's cloned. It's always going to be some kind of glitch in a clone.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't give it the full 9 months, it ain't going to be the same.
See, hey, back in the day, Reggie's was as strong as some of this weed that they're calling high end.
You think?
I know for a fact. If you get some properly grown Reggie weed from back then, it's really kush. What they consider to be low-end kush right now. So we were smoking Reggie's that's stronger than some of this crap. They paying 40 a gram.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to remember, they let the weed nurture. They let it culture. They let it sit there. They let it cultivate. So they didn't, they let it get to the fullest potential. So it was regs that's stronger than this crap. Yeah. Some of this weed, they letting grow for 3 months and then they putting it right out the door.
Probably true.
They speeding it up with lights and all that crap.
Right.
We wasn't doing all that. We were smoking better weed back then. Remember when you first got Gann?
I used to smoke
we
one blunt, and I was fried.
So do I,
I was fried. It was done for the day.
I used to hear Blade talk about that all the time.
I'm going to smoke this blunt till the 40 get hot, and then I'm good. I don't need nothing else for the day. I don't need nothing else for the day. Now, I literally go get a sack that to the neck, and I look full of weed. And by the end of the night, I'm like, damn, I smoked all that?
Yeah.
And you don't even realize it because you're just trying to maintain that level. It ain't even about me getting high no more. I ain't out here fried no more. Mm-hmm. It's just that level. And I want to be high.
They
but,
all the way up.
And this is why they fuck with them heavy drugs. I'm good on it. I can't fuck with the heavy drugs. I sip a little Moscato or some shit like that. But I'm not.
And be cooler.
I'm not finna mess with these heavy drugs, dog. I'm afraid. I need my brain, man.
One more point, gentlemen. When we were young, the objective to getting blowed is getting some ass.
Yeah,
that was the object. Like
the bag and the drink.
Why are you
with the Wild Irish Rolls?
You feel me? Off the Wild Irish Rolls. We was young. We trying to get the Cisco. We trying to get her twisted. Hold up,
I'm Strawberry Cisco. Hill.
There you go. Strawberry Hill.
You feel me? And so my thing is. So look, this is the change. We literally got dressed. We took the bus to Northland. We went to get our clothes, and we went to pitch in on the weed and the drink because our mission was to get some ass.
Yeah.
These dudes get blowed to rub on each other. They be so blowed that they be in there sleep on each other and all kind of weirdo stuff. If I tell y'all some of the stories that I've heard from some of these dancers about some of your favorite rappers. My God.
Oh, we'll have to make sure you come back for that.
That is craziness. Hey, these dudes, when you used to see Boogie Nights and all of that back in the day on TV in the 70s, you used to see these dudes so coked out that they didn't know who they was rubbing on. Right. That's how blowed they were. It's happening again.
Yeah.
At a bigger level.
That Studio 54 shit.
This is Studio 54 Live. That's what's going on right now, gentlemen. And they really so blowed. They leave and wake up in rooms together and stuff like that, dude.
Yeah, bro.
That's what's going on. Look on the internet at these dudes that be hugging it. Why they so close? I see dudes taking pictures like this on the internet, like gold teeth chains. I'm like, bro, y'all tripping, bro.
Hold another man's charm.
Hold another man. If K got a chain on, then I'm
hold
like
his
this.
Chain.
Man, get out of here, man. And this my brother from another. I wouldn't even hold his chain.
I wouldn't let you, dude. I'm good.
Get your hands off me, bro.
Disrespected me, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this is a different generation, man. We lost in the sauce, my baby. That's why my son in the house.
So let me ask y'all this.
So hey, I know when we had talked originally, and again, I can edit me. Do you want to take a quick break and like talk through where you're at and what you want to do, or do you want to just keep rolling?
I want to keep rolling. I don't think we should go much longer.
Okay.
You know, but I actually like you in here, yeah, to be honest with you. I'm just being real.
Oh, no, I just mean my comments about the editing and that kind of crap.
Yeah. I don't want you to take – I mean, the editing, yeah. But I love it. I really do. I like your perspective. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would have never thought that, you know, you had that perspective.
Dude, I was a public enemy. I was second row public enemy at the Orpheum in Boston, 1989.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
If I didn't have – My best. So again, the population in New Hampshire exceedingly wonderbread. Dude,
right.
My two best friends though, Andre and Mondre, called them the Twin Towers of Power.
Crazy.
They were on either. I bought three tickets to that concert just so they could stand on either side of me because I was a speck of salt,
right,
in a sea of pepper.
Smart man.
And it was one of those things where like. People gave me shit at first because, I mean, this is 89, you know, New England. But then, like, once they realized, all right, no, he's with them. I knew every friggin' word. Although, honestly, we had a great four-hour marathon session here once with some of our friends about what it means to be black in America today. And what I had said was, to me, that's all, like, looking back, that's almost the definition of white privilege, which is knowing every single word to every Public Enemy song, right, but having been in none of those situations.
Oh, shit. This man is silly as shit.
That make
I
rock
with you,
but,
Dave. I like his perspective.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You're right, though. That is.
Yeah, you're right. I went through similar. Linkin Park. I'm a Linkin Park fan.
Me
you
too.
Know that.
You know, I know.
I love me some Linkin Park. And I went to the concert a few years back, and people were looking at me funny.
Yeah, they look at
next thing I know, I was getting beers from everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, so, hey, I understand exactly
man,
what you
suck.
Mean.
Like, I'm just being honest with humans, man. We suck.
Stereotypes. Oh, yeah.
Here's what I've learned. I like persons. I hate people.
You know what? I don't think it's people. I think it's Americans. I don't look at it as people. Just Americans. Our culture is different, though.
We suck, bro.
It's different.
It's horrible.
You know, a lot of people come from a culture where everybody's the same. There is no middle class, upper class, lower class. It is everybody's the same. So everybody appreciates everything the same. And we see it all the time. You know, I had a conversation with my mom about maybe a year or two back, where I personally feel like the biggest separation between us and them is our value of currency. Our value of currency creates a divide. And it's split into a lot of pieces. This pie is real thin. It's one big chunk, and the rest of it is real thin. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. Until we start realizing that living life is more valuable than money.
That's so sad.
But that's where we at.
That's
just
what it is.
That's where we at.
To be able to say that.
That's where we at.
Well, that's how it's always been. That's how it's going
to
be.
But that's where we at. I don't care who you are, what you look like, what you do. You know what I'm saying? It comes back to us talking about, you know, hip-hop and everything again. You garbage, but you rich. They love you.
What can you say?
What can you say? You got money, and we can see it. You know, you hold it up to your ear like a phone. We see it.
You're 23. You're 22.
So
you're 19.
But shit, that goes to show that people still don't accept that Eminem still are great.
You know, but that's we can go on for two more hours about that.
You know what I'm saying? They don't even like
that. They don't accept
that
he's a great.
It's a lot of people that don't.
Man, Kick rocks with both feet, shoes
it's
and
a lot of, bro. On the internet, it's a lot of people that don't.
Man, that's not even worth even discussing.
They be looking at Joe Budden like he crazy,
if
bro.
Somebody say Eminem's not a great, you're not even worth listening to.
For real.
Eminem took hip-hop back to the beginning, man. Run DMC brought rock to hip-hop in the beginning.
We'd be in trouble if it weren't for him.
He brought that back. But, I mean, how can
shout
you,
out him.
Yeah, shout out Eminem.
Shout out Marshall. Good looking, Marshall. Thank you.
I love him. And I... yeah.
Marshall changed
I put
music.
Him up there. I put him up there. At least top three. At least top three. I put him up there.
Boy,
for sure.
Bad, man. And he write all everything, though. Think about that.
Oh,
bro.
Man, this is bad. This was a
you know what I'm saying? Think about it. He write all that. 32 bars.
We in trouble.
I mean, shit, who else can write like that guy, though? Ain't nobody wicked enough to write like that guy.
Andre?
Except for Royce.
Royce?
Yeah.
I think Fonte from Lil Brother can do it.
Nah, Royce getting there, dog. Royce. I hate that it took Royce this long.
It did.
I hate that
Royce been famous. What y'all talking about?
Nah, but I'm talking about to get the recognition he did.
He been getting recognition.
He
just didn't get that.
He put himself in bad positions sometimes. well, you could say that. Maybe you could say that. He put himself in bad positions sometimes. You know, I remember when I was a kid seeing that guy, like, this guy is ridiculous.
He being worshipped now.
Listening to that guy made me like, man, maybe I shouldn't write. Maybe I shouldn't rap. I don't know. I ain't ready.
Yeah, Royce is nasty.
But he crazy now, bro.
He always been crazy.
Yeah,
he
is.
His brother is nasty, too.
Hey, y'all going to get better, man. Take a page out of that man's book, man. Some shit.
Did you hear the bar exam, though?
That man, oh, yeah. That man stopped drinking. He looked like he's 25 and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But
bars them crazy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, for sure. But we ain't gonna go too much longer, man. I wanna get some things out, some questions for you, right quick.
Through. All
right. I want to let everybody know what is popping off for 3D the latter half of 2017.
What I'm doing right now, first of all, the music. I'm always working, so the music is we're always working. We in the process, as you know, right now, about to get a new studio. So we about to revamp everything in terms of where we record and how we're recording. We going to finish up Miss Taylor's album. We going to finish up my album. I got a little bit to go. We got a lot of stuff coming for 18. So really just a lot of recording, finishing up all the projects. And I'm launching our new clothing line called Wealthy Habits. We'll be launching it in a few weeks. So, you know, we just got a lot of stuff going on as far as the clothing. And, you know, shout out Cartier County, my other brand. And just doing the clothing, doing the music, trying to get involved in all the other stuff and stay away from this mumble. That's what I'm trying to do.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what's up.
Death of mumble rap. I'm Jay-Z. We about to remix the death of auto-tune. We going to do it again because you did it too early. I knew what you was trying to do, but you did it a little bit too early, Hov. But that's what's going on with me. Just trying to get this music back to what it's supposed to be.
I ain't even got no questions, bro. I just was sitting over here flying the wall.
Well, sign us off, baby. Don't let everybody know what's going on with you, man.
Working, bro. Audio engineering. I'm trying to do everything audio-wise. Shit, got like 3 jobs of radio. Trying to get my foot in some kind of...
Brothers doing things.
Trying to get Pierre Anthony up on here. We're going to get him, though.
That's my guy. Me and Pierre Anthony grew up together. We started doing music together. That's my guy.
Yeah, man, that dude cool. Guy. That's my man, bro.
We just about mirror each other. That's my guy.
Got a favorite.
Not looking, man. That man don't look this good. I'm talking about
you. I said your favorite, bro. I said your look.
Bro. We on favorite, man. Yeah. Funny head.
Yeah, on the talent level, you two brothers.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Really up there, man.
Long time.
That's together. What's up. I can't wait to get
bro, I didn't even know he could sing, though. When he was just talking, he was so hood. Because we was kicking it. I didn't ever heard his music before. I had heard it, but I didn't know it was him.
Yeah.
Until he started singing. I was like, yo, that you did that? He was like... I'm like, bro, I didn't know. I just saw the title.
So many of us.
Listen, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So many of us, bro.
And then when he started singing, bro, and was actually playing some music, I was like, yo, that's you?
Man, that happens to me every day. If I play music from Detroit, you'll be looking at me like, dude, that's you? And you'll trip out. I swear to you, you'll be like, I can't believe that's you. Yeah, it's like that here because we don't give people the respect they deserve. They respect the wrong niggas, and that's just the truth.
Oh, yeah.
So the people real. Like Pierre Anthony is one of the kings. He one of the originals. He one of the dudes that
been doing it.
Showed these dudes how to do. You know, we the brothers that showed you that it was okay to sing. Because I'm from Dexter, my baby. I'm from the hood. And everybody thought that, oh, when you sing, you soft, blah, blah, blah. I changed music in this city. A lot of people don't even know unless they know who I am for real, for real. Nowadays, it's better not for them not to know who you are. Because if they know you getting it or they know you did something, then they come to get you.
They want to take
you. But really, brother, I'm the reason for a lot of stuff. That's another show altogether. But like a lot of the things that they're able to do in this city, it was because I did it. And I showed them how to do it. Or it was one of us or a combination of us. Shout out Helleva. Shout out all the OGs, all the people who really gave these kids this opportunity that they don't want to be respectful enough to say thank you for. And that's the problem, you know. They get to the point they forget who showed them. We the ones who showed them. And if I give you my resume, brother, you would be like, dang, I can't believe that. Woo, woo, woo. And that's just perception.
Saying you sitting in the room,
as you say, it's perception, bro. It's the same thing in our city where we come from. We are sadly raised to believe what we see and not what we know, and we don't like to take our time to get enough education to understand who a person is that you're speaking to. I done had 100 kids cut their throat by not knowing who I was. Where I could have changed their life in a phone call and literally changed their life in a phone call. And they were so brash because they didn't know who I was. They was too busy handling the rapper that was in the room, not knowing that I made him, that he was you before.
He coming in here begging to sound good. So the problem with us, we don't know who we are. We don't want to find out who people are. We don't give respect. We don't give propers. We don't do anything that we were raised to do. So therefore, you miss out on your blessing and you got to luck up. And that's what's going on in this city. We are the, and you're talking to a brother that travels everywhere. We are the most talented city by far. I'm not being biased. No, I have never bumped into people so talented around this place.
They still stealing from us.
Oh, no. We give it to them. Ain't no stealing shit. They ain't stole nothing. We get desperate and broke, and we choose to go work for lesser wages for people that we don't even know instead of helping somebody that you raised with, grow up with, that's doing the same thing that this clown doing. They'll prepare their whole family for somebody from Atlanta to come to a concert, but they won't pay for a concert ticket for you. And you got 10,000 fans. Literally. Ooh. It's all perception. If you a Detroiter, and you do music, move.
That boy sound like Walter Ruther. That was a UAW speech, baby.
There you go.
I loved it.
I am a spokesperson for the real musicians and the people that been in the studio for hours all day beefing with their women, can't go home because she mad that you been gone for 4 days thinking you're cheating because you're in the studio trying to make another way. Amen. I'm talking about producers that sit there and try to figure out how to make this one drum sound and it took them 24 hours to do it. Shout out to you. See, that's what I'm saying. The people that learned the music, that learned how to teach it and didn't have a problem with teaching the children or new people how to do it. Man, we suck. Everything is about, oh, nigga, I'm blown. You don't have no musical talent, no know-how, couldn't record yourself if somebody paid you, don't even know how to work the computer. These dudes walk in the room, and then they leave. We the ones that set up the greatness, and that's the problem. We don't ever get our props. It's so many talented people here, brother, that you wouldn't believe the one that really made that. Man, if I get the name and what I made, I start a riot in here, bro. Literally. Y'all, if we have phone lines, they'd go crazy if I said, boy, I wrote his song. Boy, I wrote that verse. You would be surprised how many verses I wrote for these boys, these non-rapping boys.
That's wild.
So that's why I'm just keeping it 100, man. I've always been the same guy in Detroit music. Upon a little research, we'll talk later, bro.
For sure.
Me and your man, Helly, are responsible for the majority of this. So, nice to meet you. And a lot of the people that grew up listening to all of the people that people listen to, all the Blade Icewoods and all that kind of stuff, we the ones that was sitting shoulder to shoulder with Blade trying to figure out how to do this stuff. We the ones who put Deja out. We the ones who put Tierra Marie out. We the ones who showed y'all Doughboys. We the ones that showed y'all Vezo. We the ones that showed y'all Team Eastside. We the ones that showed y'all everybody y'all got. Everybody. I'm so happy the hell of us finally getting his chance. Because without him, none of these fools would have had nothing. Without me, they wouldn't even know how to write. We had to teach these kids how to count bars. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. A lot of everything is perception in this city, and our children are riddled with the belief of perception. Please stop that. Let these kids know that you can go get proper information and know the truth about things so that you can be right. They thinking, oh, he got a chain and da, 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 da. Right. That boy sleep on his friend couch. Hear me. A lot of these boys is bums. And they be trying to, you know, play the role. Teach the kids the truth. Tell them what you really had to go through. You feel what I'm saying? So then they could take the proper road and then they might get there. But the problem with Detroit, man, until the selfishness dissipate, we hit. It ain't nothing you can say or do. I've been in rooms with every rich person, producer, DJ Khaled, Jimmy Iovine. I had personal conversations with all these people. They say, y'all the most talented people in the world, but for one, we can't trust you, and for two, y'all die too quick.
3D, let everybody know what your social media is, homeboy.
My social media is at 3D_Hook_King on Instagram, Danny Dexter on Facebook, DannyDexter. Twitter is, what's my Twitter, sweetheart?
3D Hook King
on Twitter. 3D The Hook King on Twitter. Hit me up, holla at me, clothes, music. I got just about anything in the world going on. We getting it. And y'all, please stop all this BS, man. Stop hating, man. Let somebody shine, man. And if you got the ability to help somebody shine, help polish them off, man. Quit hating.
For real, though.
Tell them what's social media.
Social media, actually, you can follow the promotions page. It's THC Promotions, and it's just going to be updating everything like y'all doing now, just updates on everything that's going on with the team and everything that we're doing.
Mr. Jones?
All social media sites, Big Jew 313, BIGJUI 313.
And I'm King since 76, Instagram and Facebook. I want to thank y'all for listening to the generation.
Yo, Echo Deezy.
Echo Deezy.
Hey, yo, man.
I apologize, Echo Deezy.
All right. Already.
Dude, that's obviously, we're just here with Podcast Detroit, man.
Yeah, Echo Day.
Big shout out to Podcast Detroit, man. Podcast Detroit making this happen for us, man. We really appreciate this opportunity. This is a blessing.
We really appreciate it.
Real talk.
And, it's good stuff.
This is a generation
for a first
gap.
Episode.
Shout good out stuff. To Dave.
Thanks for having me, all y'all, too. I appreciate it.
We're going to have you back. For real. We want to hear, you know, the juice.
I got y'all.
And we out.
All right.